This week's Divrei Torah are being learned L'Zecha Nishmas, Avi Murray, Rabbi Yitzchak Moshe David, Ben Rav Baruch, and L'Zecha Nishmas, Rabbi Shua Aryeh, Ben Rabbi Yisachar Beresh, and also as a Refuah Shleima to Imi Marasi, Malka Bas Zisel. The Zohar says that prior to the Avera of Adam eating from the Eitz Hadas, the Nachash's name was known merely by the letter Ches, the middle letter of the Nachash. After the Nachash enticed Chava to sin, Adam added to its name the letter Nun, from the name of Hashem, the name of Adnus, Aleph, Dalet, Nun, Yud. So he took the letter Nun from the Shem Adnus and put it before the Ches. Then he took the letter Shin from the Shem Hashem Shakai and placed it after the Ches, creating the name Nachash. Adam hoped that by adding the letters from Hashem's name, it would subdue the power of the Ches in the world. Similarly, the Malach of Ra, the Malach of evil, was known as Samach Mem. But in order to counteract its powers, Adam added the Shem Hashem Kael, so that Samach Mem became known as Samuel. Megid Yosef explains that this plan was successful for 9 generations. The letters of the Shem Hashem kept the evil powers of the Ches and the Samach Mem in check for 9 generations. However, once the Dor HaMabul came, the Pasuk says, Ki Mala Haaretz Chamos, which simply means the world was filled with robbery. However, Megid Yosef says, Chamos are the letters of evil, the Ches from the Nachash and the Samach Mem from Samuel. They started to regain their strength at the time of the Mabul. Mala Haaretz Chamos, Ches Mem Samach, the Ches and the Samach Mem were gaining strength. In order to restore justice to the world, Hashem had no choice but to weaken the power of the Ches and the Samach Mem once again. He therefore told Noach to build the Teva, whose length was 300 amos, whose width was 50 amos, whose height was 30 amos, Vel amo techalenu mamalo, and to leave an amos width at the rooftop. These dimensions were specifically made to combat the evil of the Ches and of the Samach Mem. The letter in the Aleph Beis that has the numerical value of 300 is Shin. Nun has the numerical value of 50. Lamed equals 30, and Aleph equals 1. By making the Teva 300 by 50, that was bringing back the power of the 300 of the Shin and of the 50 of the Nun, of the word Nachash, to fight against the Ches. And by making the Teva 30 amas high and 1 amma on top, that's 30, which equals to Lamed, and 1, which equals to Aleph, the letters of Kael, to ward off the power of Samach Mem that was gaining traction at that time. And through the Teva, the Nun and the Shin overpowered the Ches, and the Aleph Lamed, the Shem Hashem of Kael, overpowered the Samach Mem. The second Dvar Torah for this week is that Rashi asks, why is it that in the beginning of the Parsha, Pasuk says, Noach ish tzadik tamim, calling him by 2 names of greatness? He was a tzaddik and he was also a tamim. However, when addressing Noach directly, in Perek Zayin Pasuk Aleph, Hashem says, Ki oischo roisi tzadik lefonei bador hazeh, mentioning only that he was a tzadik, and not saying that he was tamim. Rashi explains that this teaches us, when someone is speaking in the presence of the person he is praising, he only says miksah shvachoi, a portion of the praise. And therefore, when Hashem was speaking directly to Noach, he only said ki oischo roisi tzadik. However, in the beginning of the parasha, it was shaloi befonov, not in front of Noach. There, all the praise is mentioned, and therefore it says, Tzadik Tomim. When the Vilna Gaon was Nifter, Rabbi Kiveika was asked to be Maspid the Vilna Gaon. And Rabbi Kiveika began the Hespid by saying that he was very hesitant to be Maspid the Vilna Gaon. How can he take responsibility to eulogize the Gaon, describing the Gaon's greatness? He was sure he wouldn't say enough, and it would be a bazillion for the Gaon, and not a covet. But Rabbi Kiveika justified accepting to say the Hespid, based on the Gemara Shabbos Daf Kuf Nun Gimel, that teaches us that the neshama of the nifter is present when it is being eulogized. And in light of this fact, we can apply Rashi's principle that we say miksah shvachid befanav. And therefore, Rabbi Kiveika was comfortable being maspid the Goyin, because even if he omits certain praises of the Goyin, the rule is that we only say miksah shvachid befanav. And since the neshama was in front of him, it was considered befanav, and miksah shvachid was sufficient.